Now, one of the last fugitives wanted in connection with the 1994 Rwandan genocide will appear in court in the next few hours. Fulgence Kayishima was arrested in South Africa on Thursday after 20 years on the run. He's accused of organising the killing of nearly 2,000 Tutsis who were sheltering in a church. Let's go to Fumita Miller, who's live for us in Cape Town. So, before we find out what's going on in court today, give us a bit of context here, because it's taken over two decades to find this man. How was he tracked down in the end?
Well, that search is also very frustrating for the United Nations, for that tribunal, given that it said that South African authorities knew way back in 2018, at the very least, that Fulgence Kayishima was in South Africa, in Cape Town specifically, and he was arrested in Paarl on Wednesday, as you'd mentioned. Now, they had tried to get South African authorities to cooperate and having them issue a warrant of arrest, and that was only done much later. But at the time that it was known that he was in South Africa, the South African government at first said that he had he was in South Africa on a refugee status, and for that reason they couldn't cooperate with that request by the tribunal to have him arrested. Their meetings and negotiations continued for months, and they later on said that South Africa did not have any legal basis on which to cooperate with the tribunal. But following months, and in fact years of negotiations and pursuing Fulgence Kayishima, he was then arrested. And now that has been accepted by the United Nations, and South African authorities, they say they're pleased with coming this far. He's expected to appear in the court just behind us, as you said, there in the coming hours.
So what are we expecting next? So he appears in court, and then will he eventually be extradited back to Rwanda? What's the process?
So while he's facing charges of genocide and conspiracy to commit genocide, as well as examination by the tribunal here in South Africa, he'll face a separate set of charges, which includes that red notice by Interpol, as well as immigration laws, and most likely linked to him living in South Africa under a false name. That's how he was also found. And of course, this mysterious issue around refugee status. We expect proceedings to begin in the coming hours, where he'll also remain under the custody of South African authorities before, as the authorities here say, he'll be extradited to Rwanda to face those genocide charges.
OK, thank you for that update. Fumita Miller there for us outside the court in Cape Town.